A little earlier in the programme, I mentioned the man with a magpie. I think he's on the line. Is it David? David, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
David, I find this hard to believe. Let me read your text here. If this is as good as you're suggesting, I think the TV cameras should go to visit you. Frank, I just wanted to tell you that I found a magpie in Lurgan about 2 months ago. I brought him home. He's now thriving. He's very much part of the family. He's got his own Facebook page. So, first of all, how did you come across this bird?
I was down in the park with two dogs, Frank, and seen one of the dogs sniffing at something, and I went over and I seen the wee magpie lying there. And I was going to walk on, to be quite honest, but having a softy at heart, and I put it in my pocket and brought it home.
Well, what age of a magpie was it? Because a magpie, when they're very young, they're not black and white, so they aren't.
It was black and white, Frank. I would say it was about 3-4 weeks old.
Okay, because they can be a slightly different colour. We have magpies in the garden when they're very young. But so this was a young black and white one.
Young magpie.
You get it home. Is he not able to fly?
He wasn't able to fly for about 2 weeks, and then we started bringing it outside, you know, trying to make him fly away, and then he just kept coming back.
Seriously, have you got a magpie that you brought home from the park, you nursed back to health, when you give it the opportunity to fly away across the Lurgan sky, it comes back to your garden?
It comes back to our garden. He's sitting on my knee at the minute, pulling at my top. Honestly, Frank, he's an absolute superstar. We love him to bits. And half the estate are sending pictures of Frank walking about their feet, or Mike walking about their feet and sitting on their arms. He loves people. With two dogs, with three cats and a magpie, and the magpie torments the dogs and the cats, pulls their tails.
Are the cats allowing the magpie to walk among them?
Well, I've seen one or two of them give the eye, you know. I watch myself for the cat, you know, but our cats would go for him if we didn't watch it, you know, but it's unbelievable.
Do you know, it's so unbelievable, I think you're pulling my leg.
Honestly, Frank, I'm not pulling your leg. If you go on to his Facebook page, there's a video of him running around our back garden. I am not pulling your leg, I'm telling you the honest truth. Ask the people of Lurgan, and the people of Morby will tell you that we have a magpie on his. They call him Magic Mike, and honestly, go on to his Facebook page and have a look at the photos.
I will do this. I still think the TV cameras have got to go. And you know, I can see Richard Cull spending a day down at your house. He's the sort of boy who could cover that cover that well for the TV. Now the magpie gets a bad old name, doesn't he? Because he'll attack other birds. He'll eat other birds' eggs. He won't allow the smaller birds near the food. Even though it's a beautiful bird to look at, it is a bully, and they're also thieves. You know that
they'll. Well, I've seen the wife putting a cigarette in her mouth, and next minute Mike goes past and pinches the cigarette out of her mouth.
No, you haven't seen this. This has now definitely been made up.
Frank, go on to Mike's Facebook page and you'll have a look at it. There's pictures of him with a cigarette and his beak running around our backyard. I am not telling you a lie.
If this isn't on the telly, we don't do Ann Finley's anymore. I'm going to make sure that they send the cameras to see you. Well, and they see if you're bluffing me, you'll get me sacked now.
I won't get you sacked, Frank. I'm trying to promote this magpie worldwide. He's going on Britain's Got Talent next year. he can even kick a ball about.
Well, listen, I'm going to go on Facebook here during this song and have a look. And if he's up to scratch, I'm going to twist the arm of the news editor and say, get him on the telly. David, the most important thing was he was in a state of despair and you rescued him. And fair play to you for doing that. Fair play to you,
fella. No problem, Frank. Thanks for talking to me.
Top man. Thanks for getting in touch. Thank you.
All the best now. Bye.
The wonderful Magic Mike the Magpie.